You're listening to the Brand Builders Podcast with your hosts, Scott Dunstan and Brian Young.
Welcome to another episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast powered by the Dunstan Group. My name is Brian Young, and we are here with the president of the Dunstan Group, Scott Dunstan. And we are here with Jay Seago from Helen Adams Realty. And if you don't know Helen Adams Realty, they have been around since 1975. They're a family-owned firm. I'll tell you a little bit more about them. So let's talk a little bit. If you've noticed Charlotte streets, restaurants, schools getting more crowded, it's not your imagination. You'd literally have to be living under a rock to have missed the news that 100 plus people, and I think it's more like 150, are moving here every single day, which is crazy. If you drive down Park Road, it used to be a secret that you can get to Uptown on Park Road. It's not anymore. But really, Charlotte is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Real estate market here is forecasted to still be the hottest in the USA and really growing in through times when maybe, you know, areas in the United States, they're talking about real estate crisis and all these things. Well, in Charlotte, the housing market is still hot. My wife's a realtor as well, so we know this story very well, but we're excited to talk to Jay, learn a little bit more about Helen Adams Realty, also learn about his community involvement and really how he's gotten his name out there. So excited to learn more. And Jay, welcome to this episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. And I just checked my stats, and actually it's 287 folks are moving to Charlotte each
Say
day.
What?
A day?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All right. It's closed. Charlotte's closed.
and they're not making any more dirt, right?
Right, like, right.
Well, man, thank you so much for spending your time with us for a little
thank
bit
you
this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
So let's hear it from you, man. Let's start here. How is the real estate market, and what are you up to these days?
It's strong. I mean, Charlotte is, you know, we're like the number seven growth city in the United States right now. There's just not enough supply. So we talk about months of supply. Right now we're at like four, whereas in 2021 we were at two. So that was even less supply then. But the market's great. Values are still rising, even with interest rates where they are right now. Historically, we're still lower than the historic average for interest rates. So, and it doesn't seem to have stopped people from wanting to move to this city. That's where I'm focusing at right now. I have my new brand is welcometocharlotte.com. I could not believe that domain name was available. That's the number two. But I'm doing a lot of relocation, with people from overseas as well. So I've helped people in the last 2 years from 12 different countries, and I think about 10 different states move to the Charlotte area.
Very cool. What do you hear mostly when they're maybe you pick them up from the airport and you do your tour and you're looking for homes or looking for inventory.
Right.
What do you hear mainly about them wanting to be here?
Well, a lot of the people that I work with, work with the international relocation company out of California. Through that, I'm responsible for helping them get their social security cards, driver's license, bank account, tour the area, tour any schools they want to tour. But a lot of them are very excited to be here. A lot of it's because of the climate and the, you know, you hear it all the time, the proximity to the beach, proximity to the mountains. But people just seem to love, like, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so green. It's so clean. It's just, you know, and I love showing people all that Charlotte has to offer.
Oh, so, yeah. And it's a lot, and it continues to grow. I mean, we have a great culinary experience now. And
oh, yeah.
Lots of different sporting events and all those things.
It's hot.
Charlotte's hot.
So I'll jump into this. So we actually purchased a home in the fall of last year, and it was pretty funny because my wife is a realtor, so we kind of have our fingertips, I guess, on, you know, the market. But it didn't seem to me like it slowed down at all. Interest rates going up, the reality of the house, and someone told me this was the best advice, is marry the house and date the rate. Right. The reality is that's probably going to change. But I was talking to my dad about it. When he bought his first house, it was like 19%.
My father was the same way.
And I'm like, 19%.
In the 70s, right?
I'm like, that's the most insane thing ever. People over here are like, I got 1.32%. I'm like, wait, what? But tell me, like, in the Charlotte area, you continue to see housing prices go up, right? And so the neighborhood that we moved into, and I told my wife this simple, it's like, we can wait for interest rates to go down, but that house that we want is now going to be $100,000 in a year.
Right.
We might as well get in now and hey, we can always refi.
Right.
What's kind of the advice that you're giving people? And even though there is low inventory, you're seeing the prices continue to skyrocket. It's almost like, can it continue to go down that path?
Yeah, I mean, you know, historically over the last 40 years, it's a little bit over a 5% appreciation per year. So when you run those numbers and you think about what you're saving by waiting a year, it's almost a wash. And the even last year, you know, when interest rates went up and they went up and they went up, we still had over 7% appreciation in the Charlotte area. So it's just, you know, it's not slowing down. And I always tell people that rent is 100% interest.
Mm-hmm. So, good point.
But, you know, there are also that some people need to rent. A lot of the people that I help that move from overseas, they don't know Charlotte. They don't know exactly where they want to be. So I love building those relationships, helping them find a rental. And then hopefully down the road, they're going to want to purchase a home. I just had a family from Greece that moved here via Germany, close on their first home in TKK 2 days ago.
Nice.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Tell me about what would be your advice for new home buyers? People are in their 20s. You read these articles, they're like, I'm never going to be able to own a home. And I look back on my life. I had some opportunities when I was in my early 20s to purchase, you know, a small condo. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it because I wanted to live in South End and I wanted to have a cool pool and
right.
I wanted all the amenities. But the reality of it is I should have bought that $175,000 condo because now it's probably worth $650,000. What's the best advice? Because it's almost like the pricing just keeps going up, and these young kids, they want to be in South End, but they're spending $3,000-$4,000. Like
right.
you look, that's a mortgage on a $600,000-$700,000 house with minimal down payment. Like, what's your advice on how they can enter the market, and what's your advice on how they should do that versus renting?
You know, if I'd known like what I know now when right. I first started, you know, when I first got out of school and first bought a home, you know, I'd probably still own that first home that we bought in Roanoke, Virginia. Matter of fact is, like, I have two children, 15-year-old, 13-year-old. If we had kept that home, that would have been at least one of theirs, maybe two, both of their college education, mm-hmm. if we had just kept it and rented it. So I encourage younger people to try to get something smaller, something that's going to be rentable, and then down the road, purchase something else. And a lot of people think you have to have 20% down to buy a home. That is not the case. FHA loans, you don't have to. Even conventional, if you're willing to pay, you know, a little bit of PMI, which is, you know, private mortgage insurance, which is not really that significant when you're thinking about it, you can still get in there and own a home.
Where do you sell? Are you all over the Charlotte region? Are you the Carolinas? Are you Mountains Beach? Or are you focusing here in the Charlotte region?
Well, I'm licensed in North Carolina and South Carolina. But I've sold far north is Salisbury. And then south is Lincolnton and all the way down like downtown Lancaster, Rock Hill, Fort Mill. I mean, I don't have a set area. You know, I used to direct a nonprofit called Let Me Run, and I was a Greater Charlotte Regional Director. And one day I was at work there, and I was like, gosh, how big is my territory? And I did some math. It's 3,000 square miles with what's considered the Greater Charlotte area. So, I'm not focused on NoDA, although I love it, and that's kind of near where I live. I'm not focused on Ballantyne, but I really feel like with Let Me Run, and we were in 120 schools, it gave me the ability to really get to know the whole area, and I think that's what qualifies me very well when it comes to people moving from outside the area.
Absolutely. Are you seeing those increases in the stats that you just mentioned in, I don't want to call it suburbia, but in the outskirts of inner Charlotte, like Lincolnton or Salisbury, are prices rising there and sort of following the Charlotte trend?
Yeah, they are, but you can still get in at a reasonable price. You know, I just sold a home in Lincolnton a couple weeks ago that was $220,000, where if it was anywhere closer to Charlotte, I mean, it would probably been a $350,000, $400,000 home.
Got it.
So let's talk a little bit about Let Me Run. You have a unique background where you were actually a middle school, I believe, a technology teacher, math teacher, cross country and track coach, and you did that for over 13 years. And then you joined Let Me Run. Tell us a little bit about kind of your journey being a teacher. What made you get out of teaching? How did you find Let Me Run? And then really, you know, your organization or being that regional director, a great organization we've had on the podcast, love what they do, you know, for boys. And I was a cross country runner in high school, and I ended up playing a Division I sport in soccer. But cross country to this day was the hardest sport I've ever done just because of the mental
right.
know, capacity or aptitude or whatever it is. That shit is hard. and so tell me a little bit about your journey from being a teacher and then tell us a little bit about Let Me Run.
All right. Well, you know, it's funny that I did know that you played college soccer, but I grew up in Georgia. I was outside of Atlanta in a town called Fayetteville and played in it for a very well-regarded club there. Loved soccer, but it was so much that I kind of got burnt out. Mm-hmm. Went to the University of Georgia my freshman year. If I had stayed there, I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. Had a really good time. Go Dogs. But I decided I wanted to try to play college soccer, so I transferred to Virginia Tech, where my father was a professor. Okay. And played for a year. Well, set the bench for a year. Quit playing. Gained some weight. Decided, hey, you know, I need to get this off. And I started getting into running. And after I quit playing, I began coaching club. And I really enjoyed working with the kids. And when I was in, 20 years old, I was like, I'm ready. I just don't want to be in college anymore. I want to be a realtor. I called my grandmother. I said, Nanny, I think I'm going to drop out. And she said, I just think I could be really good in real estate. And she's like, no, Jay-Z. That's what she called me.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. You need to stay in school. You can always become a realtor. So then I majored in housing, interior design, and resource management with a focus on property management. And Virginia Tech was one of the only schools in the country that had that focus. Did an internship in Atlanta. Decided there's no way in hell I was going to live in that city.
Heard that one before.
Yeah. and so I ended up going back getting my MBA. And that's where I met my future wife. Well, now she's my former wife. Got my MBA. And while I was doing that, I substitute taught, and I just really, really enjoyed it. And I was like, hey, you know, I think I want to become a teacher. Wound up getting a job teaching wood shop. Basically, I had a wood shop and a computer lab. No clue how to use half the tools in there. I had to teach myself. I got my master's in education. And she worked for Coca-Cola at the time, and Coca-Cola Bottling Company consolidated, which is headquartered here. And she got an opportunity for a promotion. She thought, Jay doesn't want to move from the mountains. We were in Roanoke, Virginia area. And we had 9 acres of land. You know, ooh. I had a mountain bike jump in my backyard. And I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind a change either. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. But if we're going to move to Charlotte, I want to be in it. You know, if we're going to live in a city, I want to be in a city. So we came down. We had a wonderful realtor, and her name was Wynn Register with Cottingham Chalk. She showed us, you know, we were looking, you know, Cotswold. We wanted to be close. You know, we didn't go as far south as Ballantyne, but we did, you know, Cotswold area, Plaza Midwood, Noda, and fell in love with Noda and bought a home on 37th Street, which we could not, no way we would afford it now with the way stuff shot up there.
Right.
I was teaching here, and they didn't have a track team. So I coached track and cross country for years and soccer at the school I was at in Virginia. And they did not have a track team. They had Let Me Run, and they asked me to coach that. And I was like, what is this? You know. And then I had to go to coach training. I'm like, I've been coaching track for 14 years. Why do I need to come to coach training? Yeah. They're like, well, it's different. This is all, you know, about character development, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fine, whatever. And then I fell in love with the program, and I was teaching at Walter G. Byers, which is, you know, at the time, and I think it's still the case, about a third of the students there were homeless. And I just think running is a great outlet for anyone. And it, you know, all it takes is your ability to move. Right. Mm-hmm. So I loved the program, and they happened to be needing a director. And I was like, shoot, I'll put my name in the hat. You know, I was kind of burnt out on teaching, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think I'd get the job because I'd only been in Charlotte for 6 months. And, you know, you gotta know people to coach and raise money and that kind of stuff when you're working for a nonprofit. But I guess I interviewed well, or I don't know, maybe, I don't know. They seemed to like me very much. They brought me on. And since then, man, I've, you know, the running community in Charlotte is, I mean, it's honestly, I think it's second to none in the world. I mean, there is so many runners here of different abilities. It doesn't matter if you're fast or you're slow. Nobody's like, oh, I'm better than you because my marathon PR is better than yours. It's just like a family environment. And so the you know, I joined Charlotte Running Club, met people there, got on the board, became the vice president of that. And, you know, through that with Let Me Run, we were recruiting 300 coaches a year. So I was going to all the brewery runs and group runs and just got to know people and know people and know people. And then in 2019, I separated from my former wife and realized, man, you know, like it's hard to make it on a nonprofit salary.
Yeah, true that.
True.
So moved into a 2-bedroom apartment over in Eastover area, in a you know older 2-bedroom apartment, and even at my rent there was $1,200 a month. It's like, geez. And then COVID happened, and even before COVID, I was like, I'm just gonna do what I wanted to do. I've always been into real estate and interested in it. I'm going to get my license. So I got it, signed up for the class, and then COVID hit. And man, that was crazy. So they ended up doing it online. That was the first time they started offering the real estate courses online. So I was, you know, got 2 days of the week. I had my kids there with me being homeschooled. I also had my girlfriend at the time's kids with me. Her ex-husband's daughter was with me. So I had 5 kids in a 2-bedroom apartment for, you know, a few days a week and taking my classes. They're all going to 5 different schools. Oof. But I ended up, you know, through that, I got my license. And North Carolina is one of the hardest state tests they say to take. So, and I was so happy to, I mean, that was harder than any, like, class, any test I took while I was getting my master's degree, besides microeconomics.
Yeah. Besides that one.
Yeah.
Trigonometry.
But, that's how you know, I guess I don't even know if I'm answering your question.
No, you are.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Telling you my journey.
No, yeah.
Love that.
And then, the biggest decision for me once you get the exam is, all right, where am I going to go work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I going to join forces with on this? And so I interviewed with, probably 12 different firms in the Charlotte area. And I'm all about culture. I'm all about family. And I'm also about supporting local. Which is why I will be getting all my future marketing materials from the Dunstan Group.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Cha-ching.
So I just really loved – I loved the fact that Helen Adams made me interview with them for 3 times. There was a larger firm that, like, basically once they saw that I passed the test, like, called me and said, hey, we want you on board. I was like, you don't even know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Helen Adams required 3 interviews. You know, if I met with Jeff Adams, who's the owner of the company, when Helen Adams' son, it's family owned, and they treat you like family when you're there. And it's also large enough to where I didn't know plumbers, electricians, you know, people that needed to, you know, when I'm getting an inspection, we need to figure out how much this is going to cost. With Helen Adams, I got, you know, 240 plus other agents I can send out an email to, hey, I need someone that's, you know, do you know anything about helical piers? I never even knew that term before I became a realtor. And they, you know, you get at least, you know, probably like 3 to 10 answers within 10 minutes. You know, everybody's there to help each other out. So it's just a real supportive environment. So I love it.
Love that. And that obviously transposes over into your client experience.
Oh, yeah.
When you have the resources and make it happen fast and accurately and good quality and all those things.
Yeah, I like to tell them if I don't know the answer, I can find it.
Oh, sure. Love that.
Yeah, that's
preach that.
We do preach that 100%. And be okay with that.
Right.
Not everybody
right.
has every answer, but finding it out is all that matters, right?
Right.
100%.
But thanks for sharing your journey, man. I think it's really important for anyone listening to understand that life isn't always a straight line.
Right.
You know, and whether you open up about it or not, most people probably don't, but I think it's important too because it shows other folks it's okay for something not to be always perfect.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At the end of the day, you can, and I hate this word, especially after COVID, but you can pivot. You can you can change. You can
what word right. did you just
you can
use?
Change. Yeah, you can yeah, you can right. change. You can move forward. So congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks, man.
You're in a really good spot.
Yeah, and I love, you know, everybody that we bring on the podcast, and it's interesting because I think we live in a world where people want to look at somebody that's successful and say, I want that. Right. But they don't want the failures that come with it. They don't want the hard work that comes with it. They don't want the effort that comes with it. They just want the end result. Right.
Right.
That's what it is. It's instant gratification. Rarely do we have people in our society that have something they're passionate about that maybe they wanted to do when they were a kid or they were a young adult, and then they come back to it. I think a lot of people clock in, clock out. It's a job. They're miserable. They do it because they think they have to do it. They do it because they think there's no other option. They do it because they think they can't make money doing something else. And they're absolutely miserable, which what they do is they bring that home and they're just probably a miserable person. I'm not saying that you were miserable at all, but I find it very, it's awesome that you were like, you know what? I've always wanted to do this.
Right.
And then you went back and did it. And not only that, you found a really good company. So kudos to you on that. Now, there are a ton of realtor companies out here. I did a little bit of research on Helen Adams, sixth generation Charlottean. Helen Adams actually founded it in 1975. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like a great company. The family vibe, like that's what I'm all about. When you have somebody that's new to the market, what are the questions they need to be asking themselves to pick a realtor? And why should they go to Helen Adams?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, it depends on, you know, there's a difference if you're talking about listing or selling.
Yep.
But, you know, we're very good at pricing our properties when it comes on the selling side. So we're actually number one firm in the city when it comes to list price to close price ratio, which is, you know, that means we're not
huge.
If I go to someone and they're talking to me about listing their home and I tell them, you know, here's where I think your home is worth. Let's just make up a number. I think your home, we could probably get 400 for it. And they're like, well, I really want to list it for 450. I'm not going to buy your listing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not putting my name on something that's going to sit on the market. I think my average days on the market with any listings I have is probably, gosh, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. Most wow. stuff goes in a day, you know, or some of it goes before it's even on the market and coming soon status. So it's just, you know, like we're honest, you know, we're not out there to say, hey, and then we're also like, you know, we get paid on commission. You know, I tell people when I'm having that discussion, all right, when they have a realistic expectation about what they want to come home with, where should my commission be to get you there? All right. Cause we offer all kinds of services on top. You know, it's not just, hey, it's JC go listing your home. It's the whole Helen Adams marketing team backing you, you know, flyers, website, open houses that we do. And that's, you know, a lot of people do that, but our marketing team is fabulous. If you've seen the Helen Adams logo, you know, the whole Helen Adams logo, it's that beautiful A, and it's known in Charlotte. We also work with, you know, most of our vendors, contractors that work with us, we're not going to the big name people that you see on billboards. We're going with people that are, you know, they're in it to help others out. They're not just trying to overquote you on something. We go with people that are solid, that are reputable, because everybody that we work with, you know, that affects our reputation. So if I recommend someone that doesn't show up to your house to do the project, it makes me look bad, right? So that's kind of how we roll at Helen Adams. We are locally focused. We put in the effort, we put in the time, and we make you the money when it comes to listing. When it comes to the buying side, the biggest thing you want to have is a good rapport. So, I mean, I'll tell people to go out and interview, you know, and if you want to go have a beer, well, go have a beer and talk about this process. But we go through a set process, and I hate the term that it's called because it sounds like it's sneaky or whatever, but I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Larry Kendall. He is, you know, he formed a real estate company in Fort Collins, Colorado called The Group. And they had this guy that would come in and show up to the office every now and then, but they're like, what is up with this guy? And this is, you know, it's not Larry Kendall. It's another guy in the office. My mind's blanking on his name, but he's like on his mountain bike all the time. He's like, does he ever really work? He's like living his life, having a great time, and yet he's like freaking killing it when it comes to you know, selling homes. And so they started calling him the ninja, like, you know, and then they started studying him, and it was like this whole thing called ninja selling came up. You know, that's what they called it. And so we actually use it. It's a set system, you know, so there, you know, there's like basically 9 tasks that we're supposed to do per week. And it's basically, you know, we're not door knockers at Helen Adams. We're not cold callers. There's nothing wrong with people that want to do that, but I'd rather spend my time at a brewery with somebody or on my mountain bike with somebody than on the phone calling people I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we use our sphere of influence when it comes to generating business. And so I guess when I started, I've always been about service as a teacher and with Let Me Run. I was brought up by my mom and my dad and my stepdad and my stepmom and my grandparents to treat everybody. Doesn't matter if, like when I was at school, didn't matter if it was a cafeteria manager, the custodian, the principal, you treat everybody the same. Nobody's better than anybody else. And that's how I think Helen Adams does that. But when it comes to the buyer side of things, what I like to tell them is, when with Ninja Selling, it's like you're in a service industry. Like I'm not here. When you're buying a home, I'm not selling you a home. I'm helping you through the service of the process that doesn't just start with finding the right place, but it starts with crafting the offer. Whatever it was going to take to get this home, doing the analysis. Are you really in love with this home so much that you want to overpay for it? I'll tell people, I don't think this is going to appraise for $550,000, but if you really want it that bad, you might have to come up with some more money. I mean, it's really about being honest and being a service person versus a salesperson when it comes to that side of things.
I love that. We operate very similar in the way we go to market and the way we do business. It's all about relationships for us, and we love that. And Charlotte is conducive to that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful city in that regard.
And I'll tell y'all a real funny story about Ninja Selling real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, love to hear it.
So each twice a year, Helen Adams, they have a whole week-long training session with Ninja Selling out in Fort Collins. And Helen Adams picks 10 agents. Do you want to go? We have great dinners with Helen Adams, but the agents have to pay their way there. They have to pay for their hotel room. But the meals are amazing that Helen Adams provides. Oh, my gosh. And we had a party bus. But anyways, I'm sitting in there in September of 2022. And honest to God, y'all, being a realtor is like starting your own business. I knew I was going to have to rack up some credit card debt to get rolling. And I'm sitting in there and looking at my bank account. This is not too long ago. $86 in my account.
Ooh.
And I'm like, whoa.
I barely got a tank of gas, man.
Yeah, yeah. I got to move some money. So I, moved some stuff around to make sure I wasn't going to bounce anything. But it was like, man, I gotta have faith.
Gotta hit the gas.
Yeah. And when I came back from that training and had the confidence in myself as a service person, not a salesperson, it changed my whole mindset, and I quadrupled my business in 2023.
Congratulations.
So it's just
– yeah.
It's like I said, it's just – I don't like the name, but it's just basically like you do what you do, you do what you love, and people see it, thankfully it makes – it helps you make money. We all got to make money to live, but, man, I don't live to work. I work to live, but I love my job. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
It is. And DC mentioned, I have to ask you about this because you mentioned the mountain biking and doing what you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a client take you up? Because I believe you offer the opportunity to run to go see homes with your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had anyone take you up on that?
Yes. So I did. I've only had one.
Yeah.
But he was moving here from Boston, and he was a runner. And so he was staying, he wanted to live near Uptown. He was staying in Uptown, like at the Hyatt House. And so I picked him up from the airport in my running clothes, took him to the Hyatt House, which is like right in the middle of Uptown. And we ran from there to South End, I think to the New Bern station. And then we took the light rail to NoDa. And as we're going, I'm just pointing out places we're going to actually tour the next day.
Right.
But this was just showing him the city. So we ran, through the city, got on the light rail at New Bern Station, and then took it to NoDa, and then ran from NoDa back to the Hyatt House. And then we changed and went out to, he's like, he loved breweries, and I don't mind breweries at all. So Charlotte's great for that, too. Mm-hmm. So we went out and went to a couple of breweries after that just to introduce him to the city.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a cool little
and different.
Yeah.
Like, right? Yeah. Like talking about bonding with your clients and it's awesome.
Yeah, we're still great friends today. I mean, we
found him a place.
Yeah. He's renting, but he loves it. He's still living in Uptown. We get together a lot. I had a big party to launch WelcomeToCharlotte.com on Sunday, and had clients from all over the world, and he was one of them that was there.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Welcome to Charlotte and what you're doing there and how you were able to get that domain. And
yeah.
All of those things. Because it is, like you said, you just launched it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talk a little bit about that and how that might set you apart from other realtors.
So, when I was getting my MBA, I enjoyed that process as well. But one of my favorite things about doing so was meeting people from all over the world. I mean, I really hadn't been exposed to people from hardly any other countries through my undergraduate or my high school or what, you know. So I ended up having like just wonderful friends that I'm still in touch with. When I graduated from the MBA program in 2001. And I loved it. And so when the opportunity came up, someone in our office was working with the relocation company as well. She put it out. She was getting too much business. Can anybody help? I was like, oh my God, that sounds like so much fun, you know? And they chose me to do it. And, you know, I've never taken people to get the Social Security card, taken people to DMV. And, you know, it's a learning process. You know, I'm not scared to learn. And once again, I'm not scared to ask questions. But, you know, if you guys ever need to go to Social Security office, this is inside information. Rock Hill is where to go. I'm in and out of there in 30 minutes almost every time.
Yeah.
But you start building these relationships with the people at Social Security office, people at the DMV. Like I would have failed my driver's license test because I had to get my real ID this summer if I did not know the people there and have a relationship because my eye test was terrible. And that's why I'm wearing glasses today because I was like, holy crap, I can't see. But they were like, I was like, K? They were like, R? And they're like, you want to try again? So anyway, I've met so many people, and I've gotten such good feedback. A lot of these people that are moving from overseas, you know, they're here. Some of them are, you know, on 2-year assignments. Some of them want to stay here forever, but a lot of them have moved around. And time and time again, I've been told that, like, you know, they've never had someone that gives them the experience that I'm giving them. You know, I mean, you know, I take them to Midwood Smokehouse a lot.
There we go.
They want to get that North Carolina barbecue.
Love that.
Great place. Frank Scabelli killing it.
Yeah. But, you know, the whole experience and like taking them on tour, like I have a whole tour that I do that we start after we go to the Social Security office and get their bank account set up. But we do that in Rock Hill. Then we come cruise up through the city, Providence Road, take them in through Ballantyne and, actually show them Fort Mill along the way because a lot of people want to be in Fort Mill as well and, you know, cruise through the city and show them it all. And we go all the way back up to pretty much up to NoDa. Most of the businesses I work with are focused in South Charlotte. And then, you know, loop them back to their hotel or whatever, but just get to show them the experience. I always take people to Freedom Park. I just have my routine down, you know, to do all this stuff. I only have 3 days with these people. To do driver's license, Social Security, bank account, buying housing. That's not a lot. You know?
So it's like big decisions in 3 days, right? Like in a brand new city.
In a brand new city, in a brand new country for a lot of these people. And, you know, these people end up becoming like you know, friends and family to me. Yeah. I have a family from Brazil has had me over for dinner twice where they're making me amazing food. An Ethiopian family, you know, like had my kids over and me and had a whole full Ethiopian spread. Same thing with some of my Indian clients. Like it's just been really cool. And you know, those that want to stay here, we're in touch and they're reaching out. Hey, we're ready to buy something. You know, I had to tell one of them the other day, you're not going to be able to buy this and pay a mortgage for what you're renting it for if you want to be in the same neighborhood. I'm honest with people with that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, with the Welcome to Charlotte, I couldn't believe the name was available. I was like, man, I just really love doing this. I'm getting paid to do it from the relocation company. But, you know, this is something that I would do for any smaller company in Charlotte that's moving people here. It doesn't have to be from overseas. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's plenty of companies in the area that don't have an HR department, don't have a relocation department, but are moving people in. And they would really want someone that's like, boots on the ground, like we'll tell people where the best, you know, banking spots are, which drivers at DMV to go to. I mean, hell, when I moved here, I went to the worst one possible because that's the only one I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, I do not take people to DMVs right within the city limits of Charlotte. I'll tell you that. But you
Boone's
know,
another good one, by the way.
So, like, at first it was like, well, should I charge smaller companies? Or, and I'm like, you know what? No, I like what I'm doing. And the goal is, of course, the goal at the end is we form a relationship. They trust me. And if they decide they want to purchase a home, for sure, I'll help you purchase a home. But it's, you know, every business is built on relationships. And, 100%. That's just kind of where it came from. So it is just launching. So like I'm now going to be approaching smaller businesses to say, hey, this is what I do. I'm providing this for you, and see if for free, basically, and hoping that'll latch on. And it's also referring for, you know, people, my friends, family, other people that know, you know, social media, you know, is huge about, you know, just promoting, hey, if you're moving to Charlotte, you know somebody moving to Charlotte, please, you know, Jay Stego is the man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know who you need to target is recruiting companies, right? So any recruiting companies in the area, larger ones, I used to work with a crew partners, but you think about those big organizations, they're constantly going out to attract talent all over the country to drive to the Charlotte market. If they don't have a resource like that, you're now opening the book to their entire portfolio of clients.
Right.
Right. So if I were you, I'd start there instead of trying to go direct to the company. Because if I was a recruiter and you approached me, and I did engineering recruiting for years. So I'm like, when they're telling me that I got to get a specific engineer with this degree that has this experience, you know, designing with SolidWorks on this exact plastic, you know, there ain't that many of them. So you're going all over the country, sometimes all over the world. We never had like the relocation. I think we just kind of were like, yeah, we'll help you over here. But it was really more on the company. But if we had someone like you in our back pocket, it's seamless. So I'm just giving you a good idea.
This is brand new. This baby is just getting hatched. So I appreciate the.
Yeah. And recruiting, I mean, recruiting is a massive business, especially in Charlotte, right? It's not hard to sell Charlotte. But if you are relocating somebody, a lot of other things come into factor, right? Do they have kids? Do they own a home? There's a lot of things that come into play. It's not just the salary and let's rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
And they need all that help. So that's where I would start. And I think you will kill it. And recruiting companies would love to have that arm if they don't have
that
already.
Awesome, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, just throwing nuggets out here. We're just trying to connect the dots. And it just came to me. I was like, damn, I wish I had him when I was recruiting. Would have made this a whole lot easier. Hey, I got the guy. He'll take care of all that. I don't have to worry about any of it. And I'm just like, here, I'll place you. Move on.
Right.
Well, this has been great. Jay, tell us a little bit, you know, if people are moving into this area, if there's organizations like Recruiters or businesses that would be interested, you know, in your services, not only from the relocation side of things, but also the real estate side of things, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
They can go to welcometocharlotte.com. That's my website. That's the number two. So welcometocharlotte.com. There's a contact form on there that goes directly to me. And it's just a few questions. And then, you know, everything's got to start with a conversation. So even, you know, like everybody that comes here, we have multiple conversations before they make the move. So I plan the right tour for them. Also Instagram, being a runner and former Let Me Run director, my Instagram is Jay Runs Real Estate.
Nice. Oh, good name. Catchy. I like it.
Perfect.
Instagram as well. I'm not a X person or a tweeter or whatever.
Tweeter.
But I'm on.
Me
I do have a, Facebook a Facebook business page. Jay Runs Real Estate, but just I'm Jay.
You're not on TikTok or anything, you know? Just
I was trying to get more followers than my oldest son, and he freaking crushed me, so I got off of that thing.
I love it. Well, you know, I know from experience, since my wife is a realtor, that Jay will pick up his phone 24/7. You can call him anytime. If you're on a date, it doesn't matter. He'll pick up the phone because realty is king on everything. No, and in reality, that's what it takes, right? There's so many conversations building those relationships. I love the approach that you've taken, specifically the community involvement, you know, getting out there, getting to know people. Like Scott mentioned, it's the same way that we build our business. I've always, you know, challenged people in sales. It's not so much about how many cold calls you make or how many KPIs you're meeting. It's meeting people, being genuine, being involved in your community, creating purpose. And when you create purpose in life, the relationships fall to you basically, and more comes back to you. it's so true, especially in Charlotte. You know, growing up in Atlanta, I grew up in Roswell, right? So okay. Very familiar with Atlanta. To me, I felt like I was a number. Charlotte is that city that you can be a small business or a smaller realtor and be able to work with anybody, right? Oh, yeah. It's just be out and about. Go do what you love and work with those people. If you, well, we already got the guy that's running, so don't do that. But if you love pickleball and you're a real estate person, you should be playing pickleball all over the freaking city.
Right.
And I promise you, you'll get multiple clients because you love pickleball and they love pickleball. And they're like, well, hey, I need a realtor.
Right.
And they're going to choose you because of pickleball.
Yeah, it's all like, about,
that's going to be it.
All about connecting, man.
Yeah, I haven't played pickleball yet. I didn't play that shit.
I played Damn once.
It. All right, I got to pick it up. Well, this has been great. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Like you mentioned, I still don't know how this website's available. WelcomeToCharlotte.com. Like, I mean, the city.
It's not
like,
available now.
Yeah, right.
Jay scooped that right
the site,
up. Yeah.
The site will be evolving as well.
Yeah, like the Charlotte government, no big deal. Just missed that one.
And one thing I do have in the works with that is like with each client, they're going to have their own, you know, WelcomeCharlotte.com/so-and-so that's going to have things in Charlotte that are geared towards their desires, towards their interests.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, I mean, this is a new business coming.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
This is a, that's, and it's very smart that you do it that way because there's not a lot that differentiates realtors. There's a ton of them. As Charlotte's right. continued to grow, more and more have there jumped in that bucket.
More realtors than there are homes on the market.
That is.
Well, there you go.
That's unbelievable.
Interesting stat.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool. So
relationships.
Yeah. Go check out WelcomeToCharlotte.com. Like we always say, like, share, comment. Go connect with him on LinkedIn. Follow his Instagram. And we just wish you the best, man. I think you're in a great position. I love that you're continuing to challenge yourself to do new things. And when we have people that want to move to Charlotte, I think you're doing a great job of showing them why this city is great. I have a feeling when they go through your tour, they're like, oh man, yeah. Because all the places you mentioned, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I like that
sure.
too. I love Midwood. Freedom Park, yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah, I got to do the Eastover, you know, cruise through all those homes as well.
That's right.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take them down Queens.
Like,
just look at this.
Yeah.
That one's only $8.2 million right there in the future. Well, this has been great. Again, like, share, comment. Until next time, you've been listening to this episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast.
You've been listening to the Brand Builders Podcast, brought to you by the Dunston Group with your host, Scott Dunston and Brian Young. For branded merchandise and apparel that makes first impressions and ones that last, check out the Dunston Group at dunstongroup.com.